Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Iran and six world powers discuss extending a deadline to reach a deal that would curb the Iranian nuclear program. And Tunisians vote in their first presidential election since the start of the Arab Spring uprisings. I'm Michael Lippin. The United States and other world powers are discussing whether to extend negotiations with Iran aimed at curbing the Islamic nation's nuclear development program. The parties had set a deadline of Monday to conclude a deal. A senior U.S. official says Secretary of State John Kerry suggested the deadline extension to his Iranian counterpart, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, when they met on Sunday in Vienna. The United States and its partners in the talks, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, are trying to reach a deal that would prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. In exchange, the world powers would lift some of the international sanctions that have weakened the Iranian economy. Tunisians have voted in their first presidential election since the 2011 revolution that sparked the Arab Spring pro-democracy uprisings in other parts of the region. Sunday's vote marked a long-awaited completion of a transition to democracy after Tunisians overthrew dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali 3 years ago. Official election results have not been released, but Tunisian authorities allowed representatives of political parties to unofficially tally votes for their candidates. A campaign manager for presidential candidate Beji Caid Essebsi said the 87-year-old political veteran has emerged as the frontrunner, but likely will face a runoff contest next month. The first round of voting featured more than two dozen candidates, including incumbent Tunisian president Moncef Marzouki. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is defending his new executive order that shields millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States from deportation. VOA's Michael Bowman has more from Washington.
3 days after a landmark announcement that will help define his presidency,
we'll take steps to deal responsibly with the millions of undocumented immigrants who already live in our country.
President Obama appeared on U.S. television sounding resolute about the necessity of last week's executive order in the face of congressional inaction on immigration reform.
Everybody knows, including Republicans, that we're not going to deport 11 million people.
Republican lawmakers like Senator Ted Cruz are united in their opposition to Mr. Obama's action that bypasses Congress.
He is defying the Constitution. He is defying federal law. And he's defying the American people.
Cruz says the Senate should confirm no Obama nominees once Republicans take control of both houses of Congress in January. But Republicans have yet to rally around any single course of action and did not even mention immigration in their response to Mr. Obama's weekly address Saturday, focusing on economic issues instead. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says she and her supporters will keep trying to amend a constitutional clause that bars her from running for president next year. In an exclusive interview with the VOA Burmese service on Sunday, the Nobel Peace Prize winner said changing Myanmar's military-drafted constitution is of vital importance. She said, "We never expected it to be easy, but we believed it to be possible. The question is when. The sooner we can change the constitution, the better it is for the country." Aung San Suu Kyi also said her National League for Democracy party would support a national referendum on the issue of amending the constitution. The clause in question bars anyone from becoming president if they have a spouse or child that is a foreign citizen. Aung San Suu Kyi is banned because two of her sons are British. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has killed at least 50 people at a volleyball tournament in the country's east. Sunday's match in the Paktika province district of Yahya Khel had drawn a large crowd. At least 80 people were wounded in the attack. No group claimed responsibility. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news from around the world 24 hours a day.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.
The love.
Jonas just opened in sixth place on the Billboard album chart with his new solo set. Here's Jealous on the Hits. VOA 1.
Upset.
feel like Superman. They gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. On my feet, this city's full of life. So why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall, but I'm okay when I lie.
It's new, fresh. It's new music. Right here, VOA. One. Yeah.
Take me down, spin me around. You got me running all the lights. Don't make a sound, talk to me now. Let me inside your mind. Don't know what you're thinking, sugar. Ooh, but I just got that feeling, sugar. Ooh, and I can hear the sirens burning, red lights turning. I can't turn back now. So hold on tight. Show me your soul, I gotta know. Bet that you're beautiful inside. Toes on the grass, car moving fast. Come take the wheel and drive.
Ray McDonald with David Guetta, who turned 47 earlier this month. David's been DJing for almost 30 years. That's his new track, Dangerous, featuring Sam Martin. Billy Bragg has apologized to Taylor Swift after first accusing her of selling her soul to Google, in his words. Last week, Billy said Taylor pulled her songs off Spotify because she had a secret deal cooking with Google's new streaming service, Music Key. But last Thursday, Billy Bragg went on Facebook to acknowledge that his information was wrong. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift has kept quiet. I have Taylor on the way, so you keep it here on the hits, VOA 1.
Fight. No. certified quality. So that the girl them need and I cry for every day without apology. But the right way, that's my policy. Sean the ball alongside Beyonce. No ill man say this. I don't see ya. Don't see ya.
I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because it cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I'll make her get it amplified. But I'm quick for run the ship, and I go slip, and I go slide. In other words, the love I got to give is certified. Forgive me the toughest, longest time for mine. Girl.